Welcome to Top 5 Tuesday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
All right, we're running down our top five most anticipated video games that we're looking forward to. We'll start with Doug, then we'll go Kev, and then we'll go me.
All right. Oh, man. So, first and foremost, there are a bunch of games coming out this year. I looked at my list, and I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
It's very difficult.
There's a lot. So my first one, I don't know how excited I actually am for this game. I will see, cause I don't know if they've really shown off too much of the game itself. Mm-hmm. But I loved the first one. I've put like more hours into the first one than probably any other game in my Steam library. Let me see how many hours I've put in. Let's see, 750 hours on this game. The sequel's coming out, and I guess it stars Vin Diesel, and that is Arc 2.
Oh, yeah, man.
Holy shit, what? Vin Diesel's going to be at Ark?
You not remember,
you
like,
remember that?
Year, 2 years ago when they did the release and it was, like, fucking so... Vin Diesel? You know, they have an Ark cartoon coming out to Netflix this year, and it's got Vin Diesel in it. And it's got a fuck ton of people in the show. And, yeah, I don't know. I'm curious to see what they're going to do with the game because, like, the first one, they're still... One, it was an early access forever, but they're still at shit all the time. Like, I don't have the game installed anymore, but I still get, like, the Steam alerts for, like, new updates, and it's still just like, check out this monster we just fucking added to the game.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I'm very curious to see what they do with the second one, especially with this, like, tie-in to this TV show. Is there going to be an actual story, or is it going to still just be that open-world survival stuff? Because that's what people loved about Ark. So, I'm very curious, but that is... It's on my list. We'll see.
All right. Very cool. Kat? So,
my number five is a game that is coming out next month, actually, and it turns out there is a lot of games coming out in February, so that's going to be awesome and suck at the same time. This one is... they keep pushing it back. I hope it does come out in February, but I love the first one as well, like Doug was saying for his, and this is Dying Light 2, Stay Human.
Oh, yeah,
I saw. And this is supposed to take place, I think, like... 20 years after or some like time after the first game. And man, the first one was so good. It was zombie parkour action. It was from the original makers of Dead Island, and they've been working on this one for a while now, but they still have been giving a lot of support to the first Dying Light. And so I went back, like, I think a year ago or so, and finished it finally and absolutely loved it. So I'm looking forward to seeing what Dying Light 2 is going to bring. And that's going to be at the very beginning of February.
So it's set 20 years after the first?
I think. Let's see here.
Okay, so essentially what they're trying to do is just release it 20 years after the first one.
Yeah, I mean, it felt like it. I mean, no, I think the development's been about 5 years or so. Very yeah, cool. I can't. It doesn't say where it's like how far in the future it takes place, but yeah, it definitely it's further in than the first one was.
My number five is going to be in the Batman universe. It was very difficult to pick. There's two games coming out in 2022 that are in the Batman universe. It was very difficult to choose one of them, but I chose Gotham Knights. It's the one that's not being made by Rocksteady, so it could be terrible. WB Games has a pretty good track record, so I'm mm-hmm. looking forward to this because it actually features Nightwing, Batgirl, Robin, and Red Hood, and it deals with the Court of Owls. And I'm a huge fan. It's one of my favorite storylines of that I've read in the Batman comics. So I'm really interested in that. And plus Batman, spoilers here, Batman's dead. But we can all agree that he's coming back in like DLC, right? Like there's no way he's dead.
He's not dead.
I know.
You may think he's dead because that happens in the comics all the time. We're like, oh shit, Batman's dead. And then it's like, no, he's back. Not.
He's a red herring essentially.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that. Hopefully it's really, really fun and good, and it's four-player co-op, so hopefully I can get some friends to play that, hint, hint. Or not. Okay, number four.
I gave a visual nod.
Is it
a
4-player co-op? That was only 2-player.
Oh, now you got me. Now you got me wondering. I thought it was 4-player co-op. Gotham Knights co-op. It is limited to 2 players. Never mind.
Oops.
Cool. Let's release a 4-player game and have a 2-player co-op. All right.
Yeah, it's single player, but a Frank can pop in.
Fuck off, game. Never mind. Mm. My number 5 is now Suicide Squad.
My number 4 actually is Suicide Squad.
Mine too.
Yeah, there you go.
It looks so good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It looks like a lot of fun. I hope that it lives up to
the gameplay.
What it looks like. Trailer? Yeah. Right. Yeah. The most recent like trailer thing that they like, it still looked fun, but it definitely kind of changed how I guess I thought it was going to look like. You saw a lot of the same moves over and over again from like some of the characters in the game, from the gameplay aspect of it. Because it was like a cinematic trailer, but it featured some gameplay elements, and yeah, just you kept seeing like King Shark like dive on people, mm-hmm. like literally like jump in the air and then like smash them. So just there's some of that. I hope it's not that repetitive, like yeah. looking like when you're playing. So, well, it looks fun. I'm just excited for a Suicide Squad game, and I hope the story's good. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Yep. Kev?
Yeah, I mean, same. It's Suicide Squad, and man, I'm excited for it. Yeah, I'm excited for the story, but at least it is Rocksteady working on it, and they've been working on something for the last 5 or 6 years. When did Arkham Knight come out? When was the last game they had that came out? Like, it had to be like 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah,
at this
around
point.
There, yeah.
So, I mean, they have to, I would think they were pretty either unless they have an ace up their sleeve, this is going to be a pretty detailed game. Especially I hope that they see how Guardians of the Galaxy did, and I hope they kind of learned from that and kind of add some stuff in at the last second, you know, if they're able to. But the voice cast looks great in this too. They're bringing back Tara Strong. Deborah Wilson's gonna be playing Amanda Waller, which Deborah Wilson's been in a bunch of games lately. I believe she was in the Wolfenstein series too, like Wolfenstein 2 and Youngblood. Then also Samoa Joe is going to be King Shark, WWE superstar Samoa Joe. So it's pretty rad. Like, it's going to be, I think I have faith in it, man. I think it's going to be pretty cool. So awesome. Yeah, right. That's my number 4.
My number 4 is going to be God of War Ragnarok. Now I know what you're thinking, Jeremy, how dare you have this in the number 4 slot and not higher? And I agree with you. I absolutely love the first one. I think the first one was my game of the year back in the day when it back in the day.
I don't know. That was the same year that like Spider-Man came out.
they were probably fighting for the top spot. Somebody can let me know. But this one is a follow-up. I can't wait to see what happens in this game. I'm excited for the controversy already, where the real Thor was released, but everyone said, no, that's not the real Thor. We've seen him in the documentaries. And and then, you know, the internet went wild with that one. So I can only imagine what's going to happen when they release more info and the game actually comes out. So I've what else can be said? I don't know shit about it, but it sure looks good. Doug, what's your number 3?
My number 3 is Forspoken. It's a game. Fuck, who's making it? I forgot who's making it.
I don't know, but I remember the name. Is it Square Enix or?
I think it is Square Enix, yes. And like the writers and stuff on it too are like Western writers. And so, oh man, sorry. The Bear McCreary is one of the composers on the game. That's sick.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. The upcoming action role-playing video game developed by Luminous Productions and published by Square Enix.
What's it called again?
Forspoken.
Forspoken. Okay. I'm looking it up now. Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh yeah. I forgot about this. Yeah.
Yeah, it's man, I'm just looking for like a good. You play as Frey Holland, a young woman who is transported from New York City to the fantasy world of Athea and uses magical powers to journey through it and survive in order to find her way home. And it's like a magical parkour, like stuff going on. Like, you, I mean, even like this gift that's playing, like this character's just running up walls and shit and, mm-hmm. and jumping over stuff. And dude, it looks sick as fuck. It looks cool. It looks fun. Square Enix games tend to be fun, but also I feel like I've gotten burned on a number of Square Enix games where I don't trust them as much anymore.
50-50, right?
Especially in the later years. But like this one's looks awesome. And let's see, who Gary Whitta is one of the is the story team lead. Gary Whitta wrote like Rogue One.
I just looked it up on Steam. Oh no, they started it. Now they're starting to charge $70 for games on Steam.
Oh no.
Yep, that's what this one's priced at. And I was like, and I in my mind instantly went was like, well, guess I'll pick that up on a sale.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that'll probably what happens. So yeah, Gary Whitta, which I mean, he's written a number of video games in the past, but he also like wrote Book of Eli, Star Wars Rogue One. And then for video games, he Duke Nukem Forever, Prey, Gears of War.
Okay. So he's hit or miss.
Hit or miss. Yeah.
And then he also helped write the final season of the Telltale Walking Dead game, the final season of that as well. So, and as I guess a story consultant for Halo 5 Guardians. What the fuck, man? This guy. All right.
Hey, nice. Yeah.
Anyways, he's one of the writers for the game, and so I really like Rogue One. I don't know, like that's. I'm just excited for again, like a Square Enix does since it's a lot of like Japanese and like what was it, like Eastern story developers. Their games very feel that way, which is fine. But like, it's exciting to see them kind of do like, again like a Western story, so mm-hmm. with Western writers, so. That's my number, what, three? My number three.
Yep.
Side note, that's the second time Square Enix has pulled this bullshit on Steam. Maybe not on Steam, but on PC. Because Final Fantasy VII Remake is also $69.99. Mm-hmm. And, like, people are complaining about that. And it's, like, it's definitely just Square Enix at the moment. I don't think any other company has fallen suit with the $69.99.
They're going to follow suit. I can guarantee it.
Like I said, I hope it fails on them so it doesn't happen. But like as I know right now, I think it's only Square Enix's pull on this bullshit. 2K will be the next one, I bet. my number three is definitely, I'm sure, not a game on any of your lists, and that's Elden Ring, because that is Dark Souls and George R.R. Martin.
Listen, I'm down for Jar Jar Martin.
Jar Jar Martin.
I mean, where's the line?
But I'm not down for how hard this game is gonna be.
Yeah, it's gonna be very rough. But they said this is the evolution of the Dark Souls genre. So it's gonna be a more open world. It's still gonna be dark as shit. Probably a really cool story. I'm looking forward to it. It's got another game that's coming out in February. So it's going to be tough to kind of balance all of this, but yeah, Elden Ring is going to be awesome.
Awesome. I'll look forward to watching you throw a controller.
Yeah, I'll stream it. If I get it, I'll stream. Well, I'm going to probably buy it on PlayStation. Who knows? I'll probably, yeah, but I'll find a way to stream it.
My number three is going to be a Plague's Tale Requiem. Yeah, words are hard.
Jesus.
So I fell absolutely in love with the first game. I kept trying to, I was like, man, if you guys aren't playing this, it ended up being on my top five. Top one or something. I don't know. It came out the same year as Spider-Man. The game is super unique. It was absolutely fantastic. It came as a recommendation from someone from another podcast I listened to, and I was like, all right, I guess I'll give it a shot. And then I just absolutely loved it. And it's kind of like a it's very much like I don't know what it is. It's its own thing. But you get to control rats, and so that's neat. And so you, I'm really looking forward to the second one. I haven't even watched the trailer because I don't want anything spoiled for me. And I just want to play it. And it's going to be on Xbox Game Pass, I think. So, yay! Oh, yeah, it is. It's an Xbox Game Pass day one feature. So there you go. Doug, what's your number two?
My number two is Tiny Tina's Wonderland. I'm so fucking pumped for Tiny Tina's Wonderland. Tiny Tina's Dragon Keep, or whatever the fuck it was called, was so fucking good. Mm-hmm. Like, it was on Epic, I think, recently. It's just a standalone game that was free, and I hope everyone picked it up because it is so, so good. Like, I don't know. I mean, Tiny Tina telling a story in the like a Dungeons and Dragons universe, and it's still Borderlands. Like, it's, there's, but I don't, just, oh, so fucking clever and so good and so fun. And that one was also very heartbreaking as I deal with one of the characters' deaths in the previous game, or in the game. I guess that was the DLC 4. So it is just very good. Mm-hmm. Highly recommend that. Stay, even as a standalone game, but I'm super fucking pumped for this one. Man, I haven't bought like a brand new game in so long. Like, it's gonna be this one, I think, because I think this comes out before any of these other ones do. But I'm pumped. I think it's March, I think, is when it comes out.
Nice.
Yep. Yeah.
Pumped. Kev, what's your number two?
My number two is Horizon Forbidden West. Because, man, I loved the first one. I'm excited to see what the PlayStation 5 is going to do with it. I'm really hoping. I haven't really looked up too much about it. I don't know if it's going to have the. It says it's going to run at 60 frames. So if that's happens, it's going to be amazing. They just recently released a patch for the first Horizon to be able to do that. They unlock the frame rate, and the game is so beautiful. So like, what they're going to do with the next one is Guerrilla Games. What they're going to do with it, man, it's going to be fantastic. So yeah, that's my number two.
My number two is also Tiny Tina's Wonderland, because for all the reasons that Doug said, I think that was one of the most unique things, and all like one of the most unique DLCs and things that I've played in gaming recently. And for them to take a chance on this to make it an official like full on game takes balls, and I say that only because of the fact that not everybody. Even though like D&D is hugely popular, it's still like a niche market. Like, it's still a niche thing. Like, you don't see the mainstream running out and being like, hey, y'all going to play D&D tonight? Like, it's, you still mention D&D to people and they're like, you fucking nerd, you know? But even though that D&D is essentially every video game that any RPG that anyone plays,
Or fantasy football. It's
exactly.
Yeah. I saw a thing that said fantasy football is for jocks who are both bad at fantasy and at football.
I appreciate Gearbox taking a chance and giving us this full-fledged game, because just from the trailers alone, I just started laughing. Like Tiny Tina dropping a Cheeto on the game board and then trying to make it a part of the actual story. Yeah. So,
should see if we can get to that release party.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, it probably won't be as big as Borderlands 3's, right? So, maybe we'll actually get in and actually have fun this time.
Yeah. Hopefully, back at the Bomb Factory. That place was dope.
I'll have to actually see about that. And then, of course, I'll see if we can get in front of our favorite CEO, and then maybe have him introduce us to Ashley Birch and all that. No big deal. I'll
talk. So our favorite CEO, do you mean Randy? Like, are we planning on tripping Randy again?
Didn't Randy trip me? And then Randy tripped me, and then Jared got the first selfie with him. I don't know how that worked out.
I was like, go get your picture. He's like, nah. I was like, I will. And my drunk ass is like, hey, Randy! He
pushed you, Kev, over the
over his magical suitcase.
Yeah. It was his magic box.
His magic box.
And I was like, hey, yo, Randy, best friend. So, yeah, so that's going to be an awesome game.
Hell yeah.
So we've moved on to number one. And I'm curious. I know what Doug's is at this point. I'm curious to know if Kevin's and mine are going to be the same. Doug, what's your number one?
My number one is God of War Ragnarok.
Do it. Yep.
Huge fan. Huge fan of the first, I say the first God of War, the most recent God of War. Mm-hmm. Fucking phenomenal. That comes out on PC this month. Mm-hmm. Will I buy it again? Yep.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I have it on my wish list.
Don't be.
Yep. Will my computer be able to play it in its full capacity? Probably not. That's fine. Even though the game came out like when my graphics card was new and shiny. I bet it won't, but it's fine. I'm still gonna play the fuck out of it. I can't wait to play it again, and then a couple months later to play. Oh man, when does this come out? April, right?
It just says 2022 on their Wikipedia page.
They haven't had an
official. I also watch it get pushed again.
It got pushed already, so
I know what I'm saying again. Yeah, it just says 22. Fucking fuck. Okay. Wait, last one came out in April, so I think everyone was expecting April. And then, yeah, but still, I'm 100% going to play. Like, I can't wait. I'm so fucking pumped. I love Norse mythology. It is so fucking good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree with you because it was already on my list. Shame on you, Kevin.
What?
Nothing.
Shame on me for what?
Nothing.
I didn't say what my number one was yet.
I know. Go ahead.
My number one is Hello Kitty Party Island. No, it's going to be God of War Ragnarok. Of course, man. You guys got me into it and I fucking fell in love with it. It has like the Dark Souls style combat too. So that's what kind of hooked me into it. And just amazing story, amazing graphics. You get to hear fucking Kratos go boy a bunch.
Boy.
Dyslexic dad.
Boy.
Read this, boy.
Not dyslexic, he's a little illiterate.
Oh yeah, illiterate dad, yeah. But either way, I'm definitely looking forward to this game whenever it comes out. I hope it does come out a little further out so I can finish Horizon and Elden Rings and Dying Light 2, because those are all coming out before this. So,
well, where'd you know?
Yeah, so what was the game? Yeah, Jerry, you had this higher up on your list. So yeah, I am curious to see what your number one is.
My number one is going to be a
Hello Kitty Beach Party.
Hello. Yeah. It's a new intellectual property in the by Bethesda Softworks. It's their first new game in 25 years called Starfield.
Is that actually coming out this year? I didn't include it because I didn't think it was actually
coming out. It's coming out November 11th, 2022. It'll probably get pushed, but as of right now, it's coming out this year. And it is hailed as essentially Skyrim in space. So I love sci-fi games. I will fucking always play them. And I'm so looking forward to this one. So yeah, the trailer looked incredible. They essentially stole the Star Wars poster and made it their own. They may have even got the same artists who did the Star Wars posters to do their fucking cover art, but because it looks the same, it's all the same art style. But yeah, super excited. Yep, that's it. That's my number one.
There you go.
Tomorrow we got What's Up Wednesday, and also on Discord, let us know what your favorite upcoming game is, what you're looking forward to, and the winner receives a reply.
They are rare.
They're
few and far between. Actually,
yeah, that's true. Yeah,
so.
Until tomorrow. The
thing to be coveted, so.
and maybe, just maybe, the runner-up will get a little meme reply or something, you know?
Yeah,
maybe
a little emoji reply.
A little emoji reply.
Yeah.
An emoji reply with the second prize, the second place emoji.
Yeah.
Until tomorrow, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.